Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A UPS manager continues punishing drivers for prayer meetings. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. We've brought you this story before. It comes out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's regarding UPS, United Parcel Service, in Myrtle Beach, where a manager targeted prayer meetings that were happening out in the parking lot before the beginning of the workday. This began in 2019, where about 40 people gathered out in the parking lot outside of the building before they punched the clock to begin the workday, and they began meeting for prayer. Those numbers began to grow to between 50 and 60 drivers. They're not interfering with anybody. But an individual by the name of Steve Keller, who was a UPS and is a UPS manager, told them that they could not pray. Actually called one of the workers over and said, "You cannot pray. It might offend other people. It could be discriminatory." And he said, "We're just having a time to pray." The next day, he brought another person over. He asked, "Did you talk to this other person that he had just summoned to his office?" He said, "No." "About what?" He says, "About the prayer meetings." He says, "You can't have prayer and you need to shut it down." And ultimately what happened, Matt, is that our client was terminated who participated in those voluntary morning before clock out in the parking lot prayer events, was terminated and contacted Liberty Counsel, and that resulted in us sending a demand letter on February the 12th to UPS demanding that they allow the drivers to participate in prayer and also that they rehire our client. Now, fortunately, our client has now been rehired. They have said that they can pray out in the parking lot voluntarily on their own time as they were doing before. But we've now learned that this UPS manager, Steve Keller, has a long history of doing exactly this kind of same discriminatory action regarding people of Christian faith.
Yeah, he's continuing to harass them despite the upper management getting involved. You notified them. Liberty Counsel explained the law, explained that this is discrimination and harassment. Really, it would be a violation of Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Yet Steve Keller is now, I would argue, placing his own job at risk by continuing this discrimination and anti-Christian harassment.
And, you know, he tries to make it sound like a safety issue, but they meet in that same location for their business meetings. So it's not a safety issue. But, you know, we had a pastor come forward and he said, "You know, I appreciate UPS and what they've done, but this man, he harassed me. I worked under him at a different location. He was the on-car supervisor. Normally, the on-car supervisor rides with a driver three times a year. Well, he rode with me 13 times in 1 month, and he just harassed him and to the point that he ended up having to take him to the hospital at the end of the day. Granted, this driver was delivering for 28 years with UPS. He ended up taking him to the hospital because he thought he was having a heart attack."
Yeah, the guy's name is Randy Langford, and he saw our communication about this UPS driver, and we mentioned about a supervisor. He then communicated to us and said, "I've had the same thing happen. I was a UPS delivery truck driver for 28 years. I'm now a pastor. But I actually worked in the UPS office, not in that same one. It was at a different one nearby. And that's where Steve Keller, the same manager, was the manager, the same one that's at Myrtle Beach. So he moved from where he was to Myrtle Beach. And what he found was this Steve Keller was targeting him because of his Christian faith.
Because he started the same kind of devotional prayer time at that center.
Right, right. And so they would, in 2013, they would meet before work to help the morale and calm the chaos that they deal with in many of the drivers' lives. Pastor Langford, now Pastor Langford, says, quote, We always did it on our time, never on company time. This is when the harassment and bullying by Steve Keller started, close quote. That's by Pastor, now Pastor Langford. Mm-hmm. He said Steve Keller would tell us, or me, because I was running the devotional every morning, that we could not have prayer time and a devotion or our own meeting before work. So I went to the center manager, and he told Keller that we could meet. Then Keller decided to start bullying and harassing the drivers, and especially where we could meet to have devotion. He moved it four times. And so what he also said, Matt, is that there is a normal on-car supervisor that rides with a driver about three times a year. About once every, 4 months, right? Keller rode with him 13 times, as you said, Holly, in 1 month. And he raised this issue with Keller many times and with the center manager about the harassment and intimidation, but it fell on deaf ears and nothing was done. So he was just trying to harass Keller because he was the leader of this prayer meeting, riding with him 13 times. That's half of a month.
Yeah, at some point, you know, if Steve Keller continues to do this, you know, don't we move from beyond a demand letter to a potential lawsuit? I mean, this has to stop.
No, it has to stop. And so what we are doing is we're following back up with UPS. The response that we got from the UPS from their highest level, including their corporate attorney, is that UPS will not stop these voluntary prayer meetings, that they are permissible, and our client was rehired. And that's great. That's fine. We appreciate UPS doing that. But UPS has a problem with this person by the name of Steve Keller, and he's got not just the problem here, but it now looks like this has gone on since 2013. So this has been going on for 7 years at different locations.
That's corporate bullying. He's like their corporate bulldog or something. But, you know, Pastor Langford said he does not regret what he did because he said, you know, in the locker room, those guys can talk trash. It's just an unhealthy environment. Since they started the prayer time when he was there, he saw their lives change. He said them open up. He saw many of them come to Christ as a result. And it helped these guys deal with things that were going on at home.
Yeah. So Steve Keller harassed this pastor. Now we're talking about before we even are coming to our 2019-2020 issue here with Steve Keller at a different UPS facility. He harassed this pastor, now Pastor Langford, so much that he decided that he had to stop working for UPS after nearly three decades, 28 years. And on the last day,
he ended up in the hospital. It was his health.
Yeah. The last day, he says, I thought I was having a heart attack. At that time, I had only delivered 18 stops. My last day at UPS after delivering for 28 years ended in the hospital in Matthews, North Carolina because of Steve Keller's harassment. That's a direct quote.
Wow.
From Pastor.
And here, this was a very faithful employee, you know, and he said it's really tough to work for UPS. They have a lot of safety standards. He said, you know, you could step the wrong way and they could fire you. So you have to be very, very careful. But here's this man driving with him, you know, from 9 to 3. Normally he would make 60 stops. He only made 18 because he was constantly arguing with him.
Yeah, he said that
that's not management.
One day in 2014, Keller got on the truck, and he said he was out for blood. He was there for one reason, and that was to try to fire him. To make it short, he talks about how Keller continued to harass him and harass him and harass him to ultimately to the point where he felt he was literally having a heart attack, and he had to go to the hospital and end his 28-year career. From there, he went into pastoring, and that's what this Randy Langford is doing now. But, you know, the amazing thing is that he's on one of our email communications, mm-hmm. and he saw our notice about our communication about this, and he says, that's the same thing that happened
to
me.
I have to speak up. Yeah.
He contacted us, and so we're giving that information out to UPS and say, look, you've got a guy here who's a problem.
He's a loose cannon.
You now know about it.
Right.
And so you're going to be held liable if you don't resolve this.
They're on notice.
And, you know, you think as a company— to see the change in their employees by their doing this prayer, you think they would welcome that.
Yeah.
And well, he's so angry and, you know, so adamant against it. There's obviously something going on in his life. But you think, wow, these drivers, they're changed their attitude. And that affects their work as well.
Well, UPS needs to deal with Steve Keller.
Yep.
Because they can't just simply turn a deaf ear to this, because now they know, and there's a pattern that's going on for now, what, 7 years at least, maybe longer, but we know now documented 7-year history with Steve Keller harassing Christians. This will come to an end. Thanks for standing with us. Pray for our clients, pray for our cases, pray for our staff at Liberty Counsel. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, sign up for our emails. They're right there under the subscribe button at the top, and our newsletters, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.